Hello and welcome to my studio. This is all about the medical emergency that I'm in the middle of that really began today. I'm about to go into a hospital to have an operation on my back. I went down to the general GP, general practitioner, this morning because I was very concerned about a cyst on my back, which has gone in a short period of time from being looking like normal skin to being red, vivid red, and also infected. So I thought, look, I better get the doctor to have a look at this. So I go down this morning and he says, oh my goodness, this has changed an awful lot since the last time I saw it. I had been into him about 3 weeks ago and he had said, right, we better get that drained and I'll make an appointment so that you can have it drained. I have medical insurance, so it was going to happen, I think, naturally in about 6 weeks, but maybe longer, actually, maybe 3 months. But at the time, they didn't feel like there was any emergency about it, and I've had this cyst, I think, in my back for several years. And it was very small, caused by a ingrowing hair, I think is what one of the two doctors who saw me. Anyway, it got significantly larger and significantly more tender over the last 2 weeks. And it was a bit of a shock when my daughter photographed it and showed it to me because it's in a place on my back which I can't see. And so, yeah, I'm delighted, by the way. I go down to see the doctor. He cut long story short, he rings the hospital, and the hospital have just rung me and told me, come down, which is terrific. I thought, great, I'm not being told to wait until Monday or Tuesday. And the other thing is, bring an overnight bag in case you have to stay in. And I thought, oh my God, staying in the hospital, this is... Anyway, don't know what time it's going to take place. Never had any kind of this happen before. And that's the gist of it. I will be reporting on this experience. Oh, one last thing. I told my wife, and she's coming home from her work to be in the house. One of us has to be in the house at 2 o'clock today. And I've just told her what happened about me going in, and she said, do you want me to drive you to the hospital? And my immediate reaction was, no, that'll disrupt your day. Don't be thinking of that. I can drive down, park in the car park. And then she said to me, look, if you get it done today, you probably won't be able to drive home. And I thought, oh my God, that's so true. So I've said yes. So about to drive home, throw clothes in a bag and be transported down to the hospital. And I'm facing many hours, don't know how many, waiting for this to be dealt with. But at least it's going to be dealt with. And funnily enough, I don't have any other appointments that I can't change today or tomorrow.